This is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, it's not every day you see something wild on the highway, but I feel like here, especially in the Kentuckiana area, it's quite frequently.
I mean, it can be.
I don't know if you can beat this setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without driving with a metal staircase stuck to your car, then you're doing okay.
I haven't heard that one before.
No, she's 22. She's in Canada and caught driving around with a huge metal staircase attached to the end of the car. Listen to the police officer.
So it turns out this individual backed into that staircase over at Queensway and Dixie. And then, for reasons we don't really understand, drove all the way down the Queensway with it attached to their vehicle before finally getting intercepted by police. We're not really sure what the heck was going on there.
Like, she didn't know? Like, there was no indication. Oh, my gosh. It is ginormous.
Yeah.
It's covering the entire car.
Yeah, so, like, it's a metal staircase that has, like, a landing on the top. And this, there's probably about 10 or 12 stairs. So that's
it's
how big
ginormous.
It is.
It's not like it's maybe attached to the back bumper. And
no,
she
it's completely covering
it. No,
the car.
You can see it. It's an entire staircase with a landing. Like the landing is on top of the car. There is absolutely no way she did not know. And oh, it caused a lot of damage to the car too.
Yeah, it crunched
like
the car.
A lot of damage.
Yeah. Here's an eyewitness.
How can you drive like this? How?
Yeah.
This is not safe. What's the license plate? That is so bad. Like, how?
Like, people are filming her driving down the road going,
it's dumbfounding.
How is this even possible?
It's dumbfounding.
So I don't know if you can beat backing into a metal staircase and driving on the highway with it still attached to your car.
I mean, it's spectacular she was able to move. Because that looks like a heavy staircase, and that's a smaller car. But
yeah.
Oh yeah, it is moving.
Right.
And it's like part of it is scraping. Like, you know, you're hearing, you've got to be hearing the scraping, right?
Right. So again, this is a setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without driving with a metal staircase stuck to your car, then you're doing okay.
I mean, it's almost as if she's just like, it's fine. We're fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah, it'll work itself out. Fine. Maybe it'll just fall off on the highway, and then it won't be my problem anymore. So
it's really spectacular. She's probably like, no one's noticing.
What?
Like, you didn't hear the spectacular crunch of your car.
Right.
Underneath, that is, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you, what I want to know is, what's the wildest thing you've seen driving on the highway?
That's going to be tough to beat.
Like I said, maybe tough to beat.
Before finally getting intercepted by police. We're not really sure what the heck was going on there.
Yeah. That's the quote that I like there from the police.
Not really sure. Yes, absolutely. Because what did she do when they kind of pulled over? Hey, did you know you were carrying a gigantic staircase on your car? And she's all like, oh, me? Really? What?
But it's still there.
Is that what you say?
Yeah, 502-795-1997 is our number. Call or text. Would love to hear your story. What's the wildest thing you've seen driving on the highway? We'll take those calls coming up next.